Coming up on episode number 959, over the years of doing Coverville, I've had many requests for tonight's cover story subject. It is a Thursday night. It's cover story night. And probably the most recent would be Dan from San Francisco, who had a bunch of suggestions in his email that I just found after putting together a show. So I hope some of the things that I've chosen for tonight's show are things he recommended. It is the Kraftwerk cover story, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hula. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Thursday night. It is Thursday, May 9th. 2013. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. Tonight, the music of Kraftwerk, a German band, kind of a early form of industrial, not the industrial metal like we're familiar with today, but more of like the industrial new wave movement that we had in the 70s and early 80s. A lot of great covers on tonight's show, of course, the classics, the favorites, and room for plenty more for a future episode if this one goes well. Let's start things off with a great cover. After listening to all of these, I knew this was the one I had to begin with. It's Simple Minds from their 2001 album of the same name, their all-cover album, Neon Lights. Here's the title track, Neon Lights, from Simple Minds. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's so cool. That's Hall of Mirrors by Silence, featuring a poet and songwriter from the UK named Anne Clark, from a tribute to Kraftwerk that came out in 2009 called Trans-Slovenia Express Volume 2. We will hear something from Volume 1 later on in the show. So stick around for that. Before that, Autobahn, by a band that's probably best known for a TV theme, Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, from their Albini demos, yes. With a cover there of Autobahn, Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, the creators of the theme song for the show, The Kids in the Hall, if you're familiar with that. Simple Minds started us off with a cover of Neon Lights. That's from an album they released in 2001. Actually, they released an album, and it's funny, I can't remember what the actual album was called, but it came with an extra CD. If you bought the import version, it came with an extra CD called Neon Lights that had about a dozen great covers on it. Simple Minds, look for the album that came out in 2001. Something like The Down Boys, I think, something along those lines. It's funny because my iTunes lists it as Neon Lights because that was the ride-along CD that came along with it. Great cover there of Neon Lights starting us off here at Coverville. The first half of Coverville brought to you by Squarespace.com. Treat yourself to a brand new website with the help of Squarespace, a drag-and-drop do-it-yourself site builder with everything you need to create exceptional websites. And the thing that probably blows my mind the most about Squarespace, not just their ability to integrate a terrific e-commerce site in with your website or how easy it is to set up, but it's the templates and it's the wide variety of templates. If you are a photographer, if you are an artist, a designer, or if you're a model, hint, hint, there might be a song about models coming up later in the show, you might want to look at their portfolio style templates. It's a great way to show off your artwork, your photography, your design, your modeling, whatever, in a very, very clean, crisp, beautiful, beautiful way. They've got templates for all kinds of businesses, all kinds of people, all kinds of users, whether you are a blogger, an artist, a designer, a company that just wants a new look, all of it available there at Squarespace.com. Check out, by the way, check out the template for Front Row, which is just gorgeous. It actually opens up with a gigantic photo of your choice and then has your menu items right there in front of it. And there are a lot of places like Bon Gusto and Page Storage and Van Lines and the Volo Coffee House that are using that gorgeous template style. So make sure to check that out. Those are at squarespace.com. How about you try it for free? Yes, here's how you'll do it. You'll go to squarespace.com/Coverville. Squarespace.com/Coverville. And you can try it for free. Build a website. Play around with the templates. Bring in some of your own artwork, some of your own text, whatever you want to do, and make it your own. See what you think. Figure out how easy it is to do all this stuff. Then, when you're ready to buy it, go to the checkout page and enter Coverville5, that's Coverville, and the number 5 at the checkout in the offer code, and you'll get a 10% discount on your order. That's squarespace.com/Coverville. Let's get back to the music. I promised you a song about models, and if you're thinking that I could possibly get away with doing a Kraftwerk cover story and not include a cover of the model, well, you're as misguided as I am, apparently. How about a cover of the German version, Das Modell? This one by a group called Macrosoft, one of my favorite covering bands of all time because stuff sounds so different coming out of Macrosoft. This is from their 2006 album, Stereo, also Playable Mono. And what do you know? It does have a connection to the band that follows it. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Here's Das Model by Macrosoft. We'll be right back.
Снуда, Джатуи, Работни.
And
Norman Cook, a.k.a. Fatboy Slim, from a 2011 project done for the UK, Late Night Tales, the cover versions. You can get these great Late Night Tales CDs that are put together by influential musicians, a lot of them based in the UK, but not all of them based in the UK. And on each of them, they can present songs that are influences and bands that are influences of theirs. And Late Night Tales also released a box set, or a box, actually. It was an empty cardboard box that you could get and put all of their albums into. Now, if you bought that cardboard box, you also got a bonus CD called Late Night Tales, the cover versions, which featured all the covers from all the different bands who've come in there to do their talk about their influences and put together their albums for Late Night Tales. They released that a couple years ago, back in 2011, and that was Radioactivity by Fatboy Slim. Before that, a couple of songs by Uwe Schmidt. First off, Señor Coconut did The Robots. That was for his album El Ballet Alemán from 2008. And before that, another alias for Uwe Schmidt, which is Macrosoft. He also goes under the moniker Adam TM currently, but you can do a search for, really, for Señor Coconut or Uwe Schmidt, and you'll find his stuff online. Great musician, supremely talented, and ever so versatile in doing songs that sound like they're from different genres, no matter who you're listening to. That Macrosoft cover of Das Model was from his 2006 album Stereo, also playable mono. And I say we make our way right to the last set of music here, starting off with a track by Glass Candy that was recorded for the 2007 collection from the Ministry of Sound Uncovered series. I think there have been at least three volumes of that. Here is Computer Love by Glass Candy.
Computer. I'm the operator with my pocket calculator.
Thank you. Сидим в ночном кафе. Извините, пожалуйста, который час?
The One You Love, with their version of Trans Europe Express from Volume 1 of the Trans Slovenia Express album that I mentioned earlier. That you heard a track from Volume 2 earlier in the show. Now you're hearing a track from Volume 1. So everything is all nice and balanced out. Isn't that the way it should be? You got to hear something from 2, then you're going to hear something from 1. That was The One You Love and Trans Europe Express. Before that, the Balinescu Quartet with their cover of Pocket Calculator. That one came from their album, This Is the Balinescu Quartet. And we start off the set with Glass Candy and their cover of Computer Love from the 2007 first volume of the Ministry of Sound's Uncovered album, which is a misnomer because it's all covered. They're all covered songs. So that's just a misrepresentation of what you'll find on that album. That is going to do it, though, for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to make a request, a suggestion, an idea, a thought, maybe you have a comment on the tracks I forgot to include on this Kraftwerk cover story, email me. Requests@coverville.com is the email address. You can also call the request line, which is 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. You can also visit coverville.com, leave your comments in the show notes for this or any other episode. While you're there, download previous episodes of Coverville, enjoy them, listen to them, share them with your friends, and become a Coverville citizen. There's just a few weeks left to take advantage of current citizenship pricing. It's not going to be $40 a month from now because of rising shipping costs and rising costs of t-shirts and DVDs, all that stuff has gone up quite a bit in the last 5 years since I've been doing the Coverville Citizenships, or 4 years, I guess. This will be the first time I've actually raised prices. So I've been holding off a bit. Now it's time to add just a little bit in to kind of make up for what I'm losing. Anyway, that's all on there. Go check out the Coverville Citizenship Program under the subscription tab over there at coverville.com. We will be back next week with an all-request episode of Coverville, so get those requests in. Until then, this is Brian Evans saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville's a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll hear a podcast so good, they'll keep you grooving while you're driving down the Autobahn.
Program so good, it's like you're there!